Dave Mann, Towns Cup final over. Teams about to go up towards the presentation, so we get a chance just to chat about another dominant Tullamore performance. I mean, I've never seen a club side as far and away above the league they're playing in as Tullamore are this season.
I was just talking to a few people there, like, it's you know, they really have hammered home the point now, you know. And even just, I was standing down behind the post there with one of the Tullow guys, you know, and they were just saying, you know, that Tullamore side are beatable. And I just looked at them, nodded my head and said, you know, they are beatable, but nobody's beating them, like, yeah. You know. And they're so big, their ball retention is so good, they're so physical, they're so direct, their halfbacks are superb, their set piece is solid. You know, they're just, these are all little simple things, but yeah, they're all just done so well, you know.
They pound away at you on the first five or six rucks, and you're gaining yards, and you think you're getting somewhere, but you don't realise that every hit that you've just taken is part of their whole game plan of just wear you down.
Well, that's what Cleaner just said to me over there. He said, like, when you're on the back foot and you're making these soakaway tackles, and you're just doing it over and over and over again, after 50, 60 minutes, you just can't do it, like, you know, so...
Look, we're going to say it now, and how do we emphasise that Longford put in every last drop of energy into this? Because people will be home going, ah, they did not, they were hammered in the final. But you said it yourself there, Tullamore doing this to Division 1A sides all year.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And in fairness to Longford, I mean, Tullow will even admit that all the scores that Tullamore scored, they had to work hard for them, you know. There was no intercepts or, you know, there was no easy scores. There were all scores that, with the exception of the try just before half-time, which came off a scrum over there on the far side of the pitch, but all their scores had to go through a couple of phases before they actually scored them. So they had to break Longford down, like, you know, and they had to try and manufacture an overlap. And, you know, Longford deserve a huge amount of credit for that, you know.
Tullamore are going to be a force in Division 2B next year. There's no question, is there?
Well, I'm just looking at them. I mean, I've seen Naas play a couple of times this year, obviously, because they're only 4 miles up the road from us. And, you know, I would have thought that the big difference between Naas this year and other years is just their size and how well conditioned they are. And I'm looking at that Tullamore team, and I think that Tullamore team would probably take Naas, you know.
And Naas are up in Division 2B,
exactly,
or 2A.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's my point. They hammered Greystones yesterday. Was it 44-23 or something?
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, you're asking me the question, will they do well? Absolutely, they do well. I mean, it just, for me, the question is going to be, will they have the belly for the travel and, you know, the commitment that it's going to take? But it would appear to me, based on their season this year and what they've done, there's going to be less, they'll be fighting in less fronts next year.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, they'll really just be able to focus on the AL, and that's it. They won't have a Towns Cup to worry about. They won't have an All-Ireland Cup to worry about. So I think they probably will do very well, you know.
Two final questions. First one, final word on their set piece. I thought their line-out was absolutely outstanding today on defence and attack. And their scrum, you know, we all said maybe that's an area that could be vulnerable. It's held up when it mattered every time.
Well, I mean, the Tullamore coaching staff deserve a huge amount of credit, because every time they've played somebody this year, they seem to have their number, you know. And it looked to me as if Longford just ended up having to resign themselves to the fact that they were only going to get ball at the front of the line-out. Front of the line-out ball is not good ball to be using as an attacking, from an attacking platform,
yeah,
you know. So,
yeah.
You know, that really restricted Longford's attacking options right there. So Tullamore had their number. Their attitude was go to the front of the line-out and see what you can do with the ball from there, which is bugger all, really. Like, they played us in the league before Christmas, and they were flooding the midfield. They were taking an extra four out and putting them into the midfield, and had a four-man midfield. Little things like that they do. They obviously are observing the opposition, and they're coming up with little plans as how to deal with. And that's a sign of a really good coaching team, and it's very clever, you know.
Five trophies. I don't want to say, has there ever been a team like them? Because what can we say? You know, we can compare everything, but at the same time, they're up there with any team there's ever been at junior rugby in Leinster.
I don't think. It might just sound a bit stupid, but we probably won't see this again. You know, I think it's that big of an achievement. I don't think it's to be understated. I don't think we'll see this again for a long, long time, for a team to actually effectively have a perfect season from a competition perspective, to win every competition they entered. It's unbelievable. Like, and fair play to them.
Job done. Thanks for that. Yeah. Richie Hughes, what a win for Tullamore. You're so proud of your teammates, I'm sure. Five trophies, and you've done it the right way in the end by rounding it off with the Towns Cup.
Yeah, delighted. We kind of... It's been hard to build up to it, because the games have been coming every weekend since the last 6 or 7 weekends. There's been a game every weekend, so it's hard not to celebrate some of the things we've done and try and keep the focus building towards this weekend. And so it hasn't really sunk in yet, but it's getting there. But yeah, it's it's fantastic. Like the effort we've put in, it's just been fantastic. Lost for words and how to describe it right now. Anyway,
I'd say this week was hard in particular because I mean you've just won promotion to senior for the first time in the club's history, but you have this Towns Cup hoodoo of three defeats on your back, and I'm sure you barely could celebrate that win in Monavay, really.
Yeah, we didn't really. We had a little bit of a night Saturday night. We were a little bit flat at training at the start of training Tuesday night, but Aaron Deverell just pulled us all in, and he's been absolutely fantastic all year round. But he pulled us in, had a chat with us, and we finished training session pretty well that night. And then Thursday was probably the sharpest session we've had all year. We worked really hard, and just we were focused on this. It was kind of a build up for it, trying not to celebrate everything, keep everything in context, and work towards finishing off. But you don't get an opportunity to do something like this very often, so we wanted to take full advantage of it while we were here. So I'm delighted we finished the job off today and we can now finally relax and celebrate.
You're so dominant. Cheers. This year. The sky's the limit. Well, there is limits. There's always limits. But where Tullamore can place themselves now at club rugby in Ireland in the next few years, there's more to come, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, we've had a little talk about going to the AIL next year, and we have spent many seasons being a mid-table club or being thereabouts, like, and we don't really want to slip back into that. So we want to go show the respect to teams that deserve, I guess, in the AIL, but we want to compete, and we don't want to go back to being a mid-table team. So we want to attack the league and not just go up and make up the numbers. So we're going to enjoy the summer, enjoy a break, and hopefully regroup and have another good crack at it next season. And
just curious, what are you going to do next Tuesday night, or maybe Tuesday week, Thursday, whenever it's Tuesday, Thursday you're training, I'm guessing, maybe those training nights, what are you going to do? Sit up, watch television, get a DVD box out of Breaking Bad, or do you look forward to the break now after all this?
Just after all the games, the way this season's panned out, we've had huge clumps of games together, and I think it suited us actually. Yeah. Each time we had a break, we seemed to come back. The Wanderers game was after a week off, and the Kildare game was after a week off. We came back a little bit flatter, a little bit lazy, dare I say. But now that it's all done,
you don't know what you're going to do.
I'll definitely be in the pub Tuesday night anyway. If I can last as long as Thursday, that's where I'll be this Thursday too. But
listen, enjoy it. Well done.
Thanks very much.
Niall Moore and Longford can be proud of a huge day and being involved in it, but I'm not going to try and say you're going to be proud of a defeat like this, 38 points to 6. There's a lot of progress being made this season. How do you balance that with a one-off defeat that there's nothing you can do about, I guess?
No, look, I mean, I suppose when the dust settles, we'll be very proud of what we achieved today. But it's never nice to be bet, and certainly when you're on the end of a scoreline like that, it's very disappointing. But that said, I think if we're really fair and really honest, you have to take our hat off to Tullamore. They're a phenomenal side. They didn't win 5 trophies by chance, you know. If you bet 38-6 by a team that only won the Towns Cup, you'd be even more down and you'd be kind of really disappointed. But Tullamore have shown all season the quality that they are. Some really quality players there. And like I said, hopefully tomorrow morning we'll get up and we'll realise what we've achieved when we can get over this pain.
Chatting to the players, there's no doubt they're gutted, but at the same time, the really kind of sense of determination that you usually get after a final like this, but to come back next year, to get up to the 1A and start playing these type of teams more regularly, to be honest, you won't meet a team like this too often.
Look, I mean, we bet on Escorti, we bet Kildare, we put it up to other, we bet Monavay during the course of the season, albeit in a friendly. We've shown that we can compete at a higher level. Tullamore had huge experience there today that we didn't have. Aaron Deverell at 10 was quality. Richie Hughes at 9. Adrian Hanley at 8. There's many AIL sides that haven't got that access, 8, 9, 10. So, I mean, they're a quality side. For us, it's about regrouping. It's about retaining players. It's about you know, having a vision to recruit what we need, be that internally or externally, and give Division 1B a cut next year. This year, early in the season, we possibly got a bit caught up in winning all our league matches and we lost direction a little bit. But I think we've lost 3 out of 16 since Clondalkin, Combellis and Longford. So it's going in the right direction. And if we can get buy-in from the lads and retain what we have, we'll be back certainly in the league next year anyway.
Coming here today, as I pulled up in Eden Derry Town, I saw kids running around Longford jerseys, dads walking around in Longford jerseys. Listen, it's class to see, isn't it? As a coach and as someone that's been involved in a management project, that you wanted to see Longford Rugby get to a new level, that's something to take away.
Oh yeah, look, I mean, Longford Rugby Club is a small rugby club. On a Tuesday night of training for the last couple of weeks, when since our seconds have been out of the cup, we have 18, and that's only 18 because the three guys who are fit, or the other three guys who are in the squad, are in college away and they can't get back up. On a Friday night then we have 19, because there's invariably two guys caught up doing something. So to get here today to be challenging for the prize, the holy grail of junior rugby in Leinster, is phenomenal. And hopefully, you know, some of the young lads that were here today in jerseys, hopefully they'll come back in the years to come and that they'll play in a Towns Cup final for Longford.
And they'll remember a Tullamore side that really were just absolutely outstanding.
Oh yeah, look, like we said, that Tullamore side could do a lot of damage in Division 2B this year, never mind next year. If they can retain everything that they have and they can build on it, they'll be phenomenal force next year in AIL, and best of luck to them, they deserve it.
And with two members of the management team, John and Tom, lads, how proud are you of your boys there? They've come out, they've been under a lot of pressure, and they've just found a way to do it.
I was seriously proud of them today. Now, it's been a tough campaign, you know, and all the matches coming, but to finish off like this, it's unbelievable. It hasn't even sunk in, I know.
Tom, you said there was a bit of tension beforehand. I even noticed in yourself about an hour and a half beforehand. You weren't in the mood for talking. You had a job to do, and the whole team had a job to do.
Yeah, today was a huge day. We've been here so many times, Eden Derry, even coming back to Eden Derry to slay the ghost. So there was, but it was very obvious at 1 o'clock when we collected in Tullamore, there was very little chat. Lads just wanted to get on the bus and come on. They wanted to be here. They were complaining about a 3:30 kickoff. They couldn't come quick enough for them. So yeah, I mean, I woke this morning at 7 o'clock, and I mean, I was like a hen in a hot griddle. You know, we just needed to be here. We needed to do this for ourselves. The lads wanted to do it for themselves, and as regards proud, just so immensely proud of them.
John, you come from Munster, so like, what's your, after a couple of seasons with this Towns Cup, what do you think of it?
How much can the blue scarf around me here now? Well, I know it means an awful lot to the Towns Cup, means an awful lot to Leinster people, and especially Tullamore. I suppose back in Munster, we have our Munster Junior Cup is our holy grail, and I was lucky enough to win two of them.
Yeah,
but I know what it means. Like, it's the be all and end all. So the Towns Cup is the be all, and it's fantastic. I'm delighted for the lads after losing out on three. Delighted from today. Some of the older guys there, especially Scully and a few of the lads.
You had targets this season, but I get the feeling that this was the special thing on the side. You know, the league was part of the, I don't know, that was your leaving cert, if you like. That was the main thing, but at the same time, this was the real special cup on the side you wanted.
It was, yeah. I suppose, in fairness, we took it game by game all year. You know, we set no target, but we did. Our league was our goal, you know, and we took every game then, game by game after that, you know, and so we built up every game as a big game, and we took it game by game. I think it suits us, all the running games there. I think it actually suited us,
yeah,
because we were able to take it handy in training, but just when the games every Saturday, we could, you know, they were tough games. Training Tuesday nights then were short and sharp, and just ball work and team plays, and it actually suits Tullamore, I think, to have them playing, because they're big, you know, they get unfit if they're not. They're big, strong lads, and they need to be playing nearly every game every week. Suits them. No, it suited us greatly, I think, the last few weeks.
Tom, Richie just mentioned that last week on Tuesday on training, and you know, things weren't going too well, and Aaron took them aside and just had a strong chat to them. The leadership within the team makes your jobs on the sideline a bit easier, I'd say.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, Aaron has been a phenomenal captain.
Yeah.
Probably the most photographed rugby player ever to come through Tullamore, but he's been a phenomenal captain. He sets high standards, he demands them. But, you know, Richie has become a leader. Adrian Hanley is a leader. Rob Connor, there's loads of leaders there, right? And everyone's on the one wavelength. You know, it just has clicked. Years of work, and as John said about the league, winning the 1A league, going and having someone said, do you want to go senior? Yeah, if we're good enough, we want to have a rattle. We want to see how good we are, right? And we make no apology for that. Today was a special day for the lads, right? Today was a very special. They're very, very. I was talking to Ivor Scully, gone in very content now. The dragon has been slew. he's very happy.
You're going to be an inspiration to a lot of clubs now, because you're knocking on the door, but you weren't winning league titles, and then you just rounded it together. Two things: one, that point about being an inspiration to other clubs, and the second, maybe a word on Longford as well. It's a tough dressing room for them.
Oh, very tough, a very, very tough dressing room. And when you get to a cup final and you lose, you know, it's a tough dressing room. But as Aaron said, I mean, you know, unfortunately missed a couple of penalties. You know, they could have been up at 12-10 at half time. You know, and they would have been asking questions of us. You know, so they were probably unlucky. It mightn't sound grating to say, but like, we were so focused, it was just incredible. It was just, you know, and I mean, they worked honest. It was a smashing game of rugby. Like, everyone played hard. There was no great incident in it. Like, they fought toe to toe with us and made it very, very difficult. So I mean, they are a club on the up. Very, very clearly, they're a club on the up. They are working. They have some great people there in their club, and they're a club on the up. And I mean, I think they're seriously contenders for promotion to Division 1A next season. And I mean, look at, as Tullo said, Division 1A is where you have to get to, right, to get to the next step. And we found that out. That's where you have to go. We've been in it for years. It's taken us years to get through it, right? And we've watched the Navins, and we've watched the Skerries, and we've watched the Bynes, and we've watched the Sea Pints, with Barnhall up to Division 2A now, right? Nace up to 2A, right? So provincial rugby is alive and well in Leinster.
John, final thought. You can, next weekend, you won't know what to do with yourself.
Well, it's been such heavy going for the last few weeks, and in fairness to the lads, they haven't got a chance to celebrate their success so far. You know, every time we won the All-Ireland Cup, the following week we had a big game, we had a Towns Cup game, we won the league. We had a round robin coming up, so, and they've been very disciplined. They're not drinking. They're really good lads going to the pool on a Sunday. You know, they're taking it really professionally, so they deserve it. They're going to enjoy tonight.
And there'll be no pool or no, and there'll be and there will be points, I would imagine.
Oh no, there is pool tomorrow, but it's in a different place. Hey. Called the Harbour Bar.
Enjoy it, lads.